Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today Joe Beatty. He is here representing the Hastings Environmental Protectors, and I'm anxious to get caught up with him on how he's been since he retired. Joe, it's great to see you.
Good to see you too, Mo.
So happy that you're here today. You are a retired school teacher, and I'm sure this time of year in the fall, kind of your heart is, I don't know, maybe tugging of it back to school, or what does it feel like to not be going back to school in the fall?
That is a good question. Things are really different when you're retired. You see that school bus go by, brings back lots of memories. This morning, we got up pretty early, and oh my gosh, it was still dark. It was dark so late this morning. And I think about that a lot because I used to bring students outside in this class I used to teach called Field Biology, and that met at 7 a.m. And today at 7 a.m., it was pretty dark outside. Yeah. So lots of thoughts as you go into fall every year.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah. Well, you had a wonderful career. You were named Teacher of the Year at one point. Congratulations again on that. And I know that really it was your passion. But now you are passionate about some other things. And that is really cool to see. So the Hastings Environmental Protectors, or you are calling it HEP. So if we refer to HEP, that's what that means.
That's perfect.
They've been around for how long?
Yeah, so since retirement, well, of course you have more time. And so I've sort of transitioned over and gotten very involved with this local conservation group, HEP, Hastings Environmental Protectors. And, you know, it's been a long time, 20 plus years now. In fact, just a few years ago, we had our 20th anniversary downtown in downtown Hastings, and that was a really great celebration, and I think we're doing really good things today.
And tell us about this organization. Why was it formed 20-some years ago?
Mm-hmm. So it really got its start from a wonderful local person that is sadly no longer here. Her name was Tekla Karpin.
Yes, yeah. What a wonderful woman.
She was amazing. So if listeners don't know Tekla, let me just describe her for a moment. She grew up here. She was, interestingly, an only child. So when she died, she was 90 years old. So do the math, she was born in a different era, which is very interesting that you'd only have a one child at that time, you know. Things were different then. So just that is interesting. Where she grew up was interesting. So go in your mind in Hastings. So find Tilden Senior Center, right? So that's on River Street. So go to the end of River Street, which is actually a dead end, mm-hmm. right above Lake Rebecca. And if you go all the way to the end of that street, kind of go back in the woods, and that was her house. And it's still there. Different owners, of course, but that's where she grew up, right on the banks, the bluffs, I guess you'd say, of Lake Rebecca. In fact, her dad, if you talk to people that have grown up here, her dad famously had sort of a luge run that would go all the way down to Lake Rebecca. And then kids would go skittering across the ice on Lake Rebecca after they left the luge. Yeah, so that's a little bit about Tekla. If I can just really fast forward from her childhood to the formation of HEP. So she grew up here. Then she became a professor, actually, at Mankato State. I guess we don't call it that anymore.
Minnesota State University, Mankato.
Yeah, exactly, right. We have to be careful on these things today. So she taught theater there. She taught speech there. And then after she retired, she came home to Hastings, where she became just an amazing artist / poet. And that's what she did for most of the end of her years. But increasingly, she became very concerned about the environment. And in fact, she really wanted to protect, maybe not all of it, but she wanted a significant stretch of the Mississippi all protected. So she had this amazingly lofty goal. I used to try to convince her that we had protected a good chunk of it just in our bend of the Mississippi, but she thought we were getting there. It hadn't quite met her goal, but we were working on it, and I used to try to convince her of that. So what she really wanted toward the end of her life was she wanted a group in Hastings that would move on past her lifetime and protect the local environment. And that's where HEP came about.
Wow, what a great story.
Yeah, yeah.
So HEP continues, and what is the actual mission of the organization?
Well, our actual mission is on our website. I don't know if I could quote that, but, you know, we're really all about protecting, restoring, enhancing the local environment. And we are just that. We are local. So we don't do things in Cottage Grove. We don't branch out to Rosemount. We're hyper-local, which I think is a really good thing. You know, it's that old mantra, think globally, but act locally. So our whole hope is to really make an impact on the local environment.
We're really lucky, aren't we, in Hastings, to have such wonderful natural resources around here. You mentioned where Tekla lives. I know where that is also. It is a woods. We have a woods in town still.
Right.
And there's many areas that we still have that kind of area. We have a beautiful National Park River running through our town.
Right.
We have the Vermilion River. We have so many wonderful assets.
We do. This town, more and more as I live here, we realize what amazing town this is. So let's just go on a quick tour of Hastings, and I can point out some things that maybe you're aware of, maybe you're not aware of, and maybe listeners could go visit some of these amazing places. So, all right, let's start at Tekla's house. So that's right above Lake Rebecca, which is a really interesting backwaters of the Mississippi River. And like you said, it's actually a national park. People don't think of that, but it is. In fact, look for the signs that are on either side of the Hastings Bridge, and then you'll realize this is actually part of a national park. A lot of people don't know that, so that's really cool. Then why don't you go for a walk or a bike or whatever and go down the Hastings River Flats, which used to be a tank farm for Flint Hills Resources, and now you wouldn't even know that. In fact, it's beautiful restored prairie and wetland down there. Keep going, go around the curve over what, I don't know, I call it the sand dam. It's the levee, the dike, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Go across that. Beautiful, beautiful wetlands right there. And if you've walked there recently, you've noticed that there's a tremendous artificial island that's being installed there.
Yes.
Future habitat, which is really cool. Go up the hill. Then let's see, why don't you go across town and in your eye, find 19th Street and Lewis Lane. So that, believe it or not, used to be a dump. That was a garbage dump for years for the city of Hastings. And now you can kind of tell because there's a mound there. But that is all being restored by the city of Hastings and Friends of the Mississippi River. Okay, let's go to another cool place. Let's take the bike trail, walking trail, whatever, that borders Highway 46, and you can go from Pleasant all the way down to Applebee's.
Yes.
And that goes right by Vermilion Linear Park, which is a super cool gem. Keep going. You have the Fabulous Falls. You have the Gorge. People go whitewater kayaking there. Then you can keep going across the trestle, and you can see a true, authentic oak savanna at Old Mill Park. Then you can just take city streets and head right down to the Mississippi River, and there you're at a national park again. So, oh my gosh, that is a lot of really cool places in one small town.
Yes, and so accessible because of all these wonderful trails we have, too.
Right, right. Our trail system is tremendous. And you know now, because of Dakota County's Greenway system, that you can bike your way all the way to 494 and beyond.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is.
Yeah.
I haven't done it, but sounds amazing.
It is. It's fabulous.
You mentioned Dakota County. I think we are very lucky also to live in Dakota County because I think they have put a lot of resources and thought into this area as far as the number of parks and preserving areas as they become developed to still have some of the green space. And you would know better than I, but I understand they are a good partner of yours.
They're a fantastic partner, and you can really see their stamp on Hastings. All you have to do is go down the trail between Pleasant and Old Mill Park, and you see all those amazing signs. Really, they're beautiful signs, and they really do a nice job at informing and explaining where the trail goes, right down to the green line that's on portions of the trail, kind of indicating, hey, this is a Dakota County Greenway. So yeah, they are an amazing partner. We are very proud of working with a number of people, actually. So we partner with Dakota County. Of course, we partner with the City of Hastings. I already mentioned with the Lewis Lane 19th Street Ponding Basin that we do a lot of partnering with Friends of the Mississippi River. Their headquarters is in St. Paul, but they do a lot of work in Hastings. We also do work with Trout Unlimited.
Oh, so, I don't know about them.
Yeah, so Trout Unlimited has quite a chapter in the Twin Cities, and they do a lot of work on the Vermilion River, which of course famously flows through Hastings. So yeah, their work is not right in Hastings, but it's just west, so just west of Vermilion, right before and right after Highway 52. So we partner with them quite a bit. We are also part of a larger group that's called the Minnesota Environmental Partnership, MEP. So they're kind of a consortium of, oh gosh, probably close to 100 different organizations. So it's like a organization of organizations, and they really help us keep tabs on statewide and actually national issues. So that way we're not just local, but we have kind of our sense as to what's going on in a larger way.
What are some of the things that you're working on now?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So in the past, HEP was primarily a environmental conservation, get outside kind of group. And that's kind of what we were billed as. We are still that, and I guess I can talk about that in a sec, but we are also, we have a kind of a second focus now as well. So we have, I guess I would say, two foci. We look at environment, and we look at energy. So I guess I don't need to spell out how important energy is today. Energy prices are going up for natural gas and for electricity, and energy costs are on the minds of lots of people. So one of the things that we've tried to do is help local communities with lowering their energy bills. So we worked with two manufactured home parks in the City of Hastings. There's Hastings Terrace, which you've driven by a million times. It's right by the ice rink. And then there's also Three Rivers, which people don't know about as much, but it's just right off the industrial park, and it's surprisingly big, surprisingly big. So what we did is work with homeowners in those two parks, and we offered them free energy audits. So we partnered with Xcel Energy and with Center for Energy and Environment, CEE, and through that we were able to offer these audits to people, which was really helpful because then they could say, oh, well, I've got these leaky windows. I need to work on that. Or, gosh, my heating system is really out of date. I guess I can maybe upgrade that. Or maybe it's just those cracks that are on the edge of my house. Maybe I can fix those. So an energy audit led to action steps, like how can I actually go ahead and improve my energy bill? So that was really cool to work with them, and they were very supportive. Then we did the next step. And we actually went out to those same two manufactured home parks, and we put together what we called energy kits. So they were basically a grab bag of all kinds of stuff that could also be easy fixes for your house. So sealer for around your windows, sealer around your doors, caulking, cleaner for those coils on your air conditioning unit, LED light bulbs, even a hygrometer for making sure that the humidity is right in your home and not too humid, which also impacts your energy bill. So first an audit, then the energy kits. So that was kind of our first foray into the world of energy. And now, actually, we're hoping to start the conversation in the city of Hastings with both city administration and with the Chamber of Commerce about how to help improve the energy efficiency of buildings. So perhaps businesses in town could lower their energy bills and improve their financial outlook because the energy bill would be lower. Mm-hmm. And also potentially working with municipal buildings with the city of Hastings. So that conversation is just beginning. But we're really getting out there in the world of energy now.
So how surprised were you to find out that Hastings had water issues?
Oh, another good question. Well, we know it's been a long history with 3M. And, you know, 3M is a big part of who Minnesota is. It's a huge and significant company for the state. Unfortunately, there were some mistakes. And now communities like Cottage Grove and Woodbury, St. Paul Park, and Hastings are having to grapple with chemicals that are now in our water. And that's very challenging, very challenging. I'm sure you're aware that Hastings is having to foot part of that bill, an enormous bill, which is very challenging for the budget of a small city. It's just very, very challenging environmentally because these chemicals, well, they're often referred to as forever chemicals because they are just that. They've been found everywhere from Hastings to either pole of the earth. So that is very concerning. You know, I guess I put some hope in the skills and the knowledge and the resourcefulness of we humans that we're going to figure this out and we're going to slowly solve this problem.
Well, gosh, Joe, you really gave us so much to think about. Great information. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
You come back anytime. Joe Beatty, we want to thank him for his time. He is a member of Hastings Environmental Protectors, and we're so grateful for the work that they do. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.